Angry MGTOW here. And seeing the truth about women can mentally scar men. Seeing the truth about women can mentally scar men. It's something that really does happen. It's something that can affect us pretty profoundly. You know, we often don't want to look at what's really happening. When you see the truth about women, when you take the red pill, it's more than that. You actually start to see things around you. You see, after you take the red pill, you start to see reality. You don't just awaken to female nature. It doesn't just awake. You don't just awaken to female nature. It's much deeper than that. It's much, much deeper than that. You literally start to see it in action. You look around and you start to, your experiences, your interactions with women, they become quite clear. Today I fell behind on my video schedule, and I apologize for that. And on my new channel, AM Part 2, and you can find a link to that on the YouTube main channel. On the AM Part 2 channel, I actually put out a video explaining what was going on and some things that I've been feeling recently. And I got some interesting comments that I want to share with you. You know, I talked about some of my frustrations, and I got a comment from from two different people. One of the comments was from Unknown MGTOW, and another comment was from Sabella, which was on the Angry MGTOW main channel. So, the first comment we're looking at is from Unknown MGTOW, and he says, "Believe it or not, it's not depression," referring to what I've been feeling. "It's embracing the MGTOW monk lifestyle. Remember when I asked you how you could be living in one of those foreign countries with easy access to sex with women, yet not be tempted? After listening to this video, now I understand why you have not strayed from the MGTOW from the monk path. You've seen too much, as have I. And like you mentioned, you can't unsee it. All that is left is to embrace the monk path. Whenever I get depressed about being a monk, never being able to touch or embrace a woman again, I remember how women can destroy you. That wakes me up rather quickly and puts a smile on my face because I don't have to deal with any of that crap like the manginas do." Thank you, Anon, for this incredible comment, and it highlights the fact that you cannot unsee it. You cannot unsee female nature. You can't look away. It doesn't just disappear. You realize what it is. You know it's there, and it is real. It is true. It is honest. And it's evil. Female nature is downright evil. On another video, someone said, you know, they asked, how could I generalize all women? How could I say that all women are evil? And there was a comment that Sabella Shepherd left on my channel where she basically explained that all women are evil. And this guy, this mangina, actually called her out for saying that all women are evil. And it's funny how some manginas will never understand the true nature of a woman. When you see into the heart of darkness and you realize what the core nature of a woman is, I have very easy access to sex right now. Very, very easy access to sex in a third world country. I do. If I wanted to have sex right now, I could just pick up my phone. I could pay 50 American dollars, and I can get a woman who is an 8, maybe a 9, to my studio, probably within an hour or less, and fuck her. Yeah, I have very, very easy access to sex. That's just the easiest way I could get it. Or I could go out to a club or go to a bar and pick up a woman within probably 5 minutes because I'm an American. And that's it. That's honestly it. Yeah, it's true. But I'm not doing that. I cannot unsee what I've seen. I see what women are in every angle, from a biological, mental perspective. I see the disease that comes along with having sex with them. I see their bodies for what they are. It's not pretty. You know, no matter how beautiful a woman is, as men want to say they are, there's a lot of bad things that come with having sex with a woman. There's a lot of bad things that come with it. A lot of bad. Guys think that sex is all that great. There's a lot of bad stuff that comes with sex. And that's just from a biological perspective. From a mental perspective, I mean, it could fuck up your life. It could fuck up your life in so many different ways, ways that you don't expect. Every time you have sex with a woman, you are taking a risk. Every time you have sex with a woman, you are taking a risk. And men don't understand that. There is no such thing as risk-free sex. There is always a risk. Let's look at Sabella's comment, because I like Sabella's comment. And that's it on the screen, but I'm going to enlarge it on my end, and I'll read it to you guys. And basically, this is a guy responding to Sabella, and Sabella responding to this guy. He says, "I'm just asking why Sabella Shepherd thinks all women are evil." She responds, "Dude, seriously, have you even bothered to actually get to know one past the surface of what they show you? Some bitches are really good at hiding what they are. Some are not." I'm gonna just say right here, real quick, that my little sister told me that all women are evil. She told me this. She said that all women are evil, all women are whores. And I never really wanted to listen to her. I didn't want to listen to her. And it's just true. It's just so true. And I didn't want to listen to her. She's a fucking whore herself. And I just wouldn't listen to her. And I didn't want to look at female nature, and I didn't want to accept it. I didn't want to accept it. And continuing what Sabella says. Okay, so this guy says, "It's unclear whether she agrees with you and just thinks the general populace capacity for evil has swung hard onto evil, or thinks there is no way around being evil if you're a woman." That's what this guy says. Sabella responds, "I keep saying this, but some of these guys don't seem to get it. All women are evil. It just depends on how honest they are about it and who their target for destruction is. Personally, I just prefer to be an honest monster. Why hide it? I still get what I want being honest about things that have no reason, and personally, I don't have the patience to sit here and pretend to be something better than I am. This is why I'm allowed to stick around on these MGTOW videos, because how I respond to the things they are saying. It's not an act for attention, dude. It's just what I know, and I have no problem being honest about it. There's a story about an Aesop fable about a frog and a scorpion. Here's how the story goes. Once upon a time, there was a frog. One day, frog was sitting by a riverbank when along came a scorpion. "Hello, brother frog," said scorpion. "I wonder if you might be so kind as to give me a ride across the riverbank on your back." Frog knew that scorpion could not swim. "I don't think that's a good idea," said frog. "You have a deadly sting. You might kill me." "But why would I do that?" replied scorpion. "If I stung you, we would both die." Thought frog. "That makes sense. All right, scorpion, jump onto my back, and I will give you a ride across the river," he said. So scorpion jumped onto frog's back, and frog began to swim across the river. But halfway across, scorpion took his deadly sting and stuck it into frog's back. And as the poison filled frog's body, his arms began to stiffen, and they both began to stink. Why gas Frog in despair? Sorry, Frog, said Scorpion. It's my nature. And Frog and Scorpion died. That story is what this is really about. Women can't help themselves when they do these things because it's their nature. They can't change their nature no matter what the cost is, even to themselves. They can, however, learn to control it. Most of them won't because they see no reason to. That short-sighted thing is exactly why they are so willing to go along with things like feminism, even if it destroys their lives in the process. I often criticize Sabella, and I'll continue to criticize Sabella, but this is one of the most introspective things she's ever said. It's the perfect example of explaining female nature that so many men refuse to understand. I've said that women can manipulate using logic, but logic is not something, it's not a core part of female nature. It's not something women do naturally. And Sabella puts it in perfect words. They can learn to control it, but it's a part of their nature, and they cannot change that nature. Women cannot change their nature. Men cannot accept that women have a specific nature. And it's a destructive type of nature. And I'm going to read that at the end again. That short-sighted thinking is exactly why they are so willing to go along with things like feminism, even if it destroys their lives in the process. When you see this, when you see female nature for what it is, when you recognize female nature for what it is, it changes you as a man. You can't go back on it. You can't turn around and say, I can unsee it. You can never unsee female nature. You can never unsee it. You cannot unsee the ugly. You cannot unsee the evil. You cannot unsee female nature. It stays with you. It lingers. It's a part. The knowledge becomes a part of you. You can't unsee the truth about women. And many women won't own up to their own nature. They will not own up. They will never own up to it. They like to think that they are princesses. They like to think that they are queens. And they like to put the blame on men. That's one thing that women do naturally. Whenever something goes wrong, blame a man. If a man is talking about anger, frustration, blame him for his anger and frustration. It can't be a woman. It has to be him. You know, I wasn't going to share this comment with you, but there was a comment that was left on one of my videos by a woman. And I'm going to share the comment, and we'll call her Tish. So I'm not even going to reveal who she is, but I'm going to share her comment. And I thought of this woman, you know, I don't want to call her my friend, but I'll say that we weren't enemies. And, you know, she saw the video I made talking about where I'm at this point in my life. And it's funny because she said to me something I wouldn't have expected. When I talked about some of my frustrations and some of my feelings when it comes to women, her immediate response was this. This was like today. Your happiness now doesn't depend on female nature. You are not empty. You have everything you need. But you choose to think / talk about women every day, and it destroys you. It is painful to hear you like this, but only you can help yourself. I saw this comment from her, and I was angry. I know you guys are thinking, Angry, when are you never angry?
That's true.
But I was angry because how could, you know, it just shows you how short-sighted women are and how they would immediately try to say, don't blame female nature. She immediately attacks me for simply discussing women. You choose to talk / think about women every day. You see, women, when they do bad, when it comes to the things that they've done, they don't want men to talk about it. They want men to look the other way. She tries to shame me. She tries to say, you know, I have everything, so why would I even care about what women are doing or what women have done? I shouldn't even think about those things anymore. Don't think about what the nasty woman has done. Don't think about what the nasty women are doing. Just ignore it. That's a mangina way of thinking. Being a MGTOW and going your own way does not mean you don't acknowledge the shit that women do. It doesn't mean that you write women a hall pass. Being a MGTOW, you are aware, very well aware, of female nature. A lot of women seem to think being MGTOW means that you look the other way and that you go into hermit mode and that you are now completely, you know, okay, I'm just going to ignore the women entirely and I'm not going to acknowledge all the bad things that they do. Indifference is just ignoring women. Indifference is not ignoring women. Indifference is when you just don't give a damn anymore. Indifference is when you don't care if they live or die. That's indifference. Indifference is not saying, well, the scorpion stung me, but oh well, I'm just going to live with it. That's not indifference. That's giving up. That is giving up. Indifference is when you let go of believing that there's any redemption for women. It's when you realize what the true nature, what the true essence of female nature is. It's when you accept female nature. That's indifference. But it's not acknowledging that, you know what, my life is, it just is how it is, and I'm gonna give women a hall pass. That is not indifference. I'm looking at a comment from The Truth Hurts in the comment section. He says, women are winning now, but sex bots will be the game changer, my friends. I think there will be many game changers. Sabella Shepherd says, let's see here. Maximum von der Browski says, angry MGTOW. She is just trying to spread to stop you from spreading MGTOW knowledge. And Isabella says, she doesn't lie. She can't come up with a valid argument or response. She's going to try to use shame to make him feel bad. You know what's funny about this woman? Tell you what's funny about her. So I've known her for, how long have I known her now? I've known her going on almost 2 years. And the woman who left the comment, I've actually known her almost 2 years. I knew her before I started making MGTOW videos. And guys, I'll tell you, like, I'm not surprised at her comment, you know, but if there was ever any doubt of who she is, like, you know, that she is a woman just like all other women, she just revealed herself, plain and simple. I mean, that's like I said, you could see female nature right there. It's like I just wish sometimes women would just close their mouths. Stop speaking. If you stop speaking, then at least you can, at least we can't, it's more difficult to see your nature. Because all women have to do is open their mouths. And you can see their, you can see female nature. You can see what they're trying to do. I just wish they would shut up. Just like stop speaking. Just close your legs and open your, just close your mouth and open your legs. It's so simple. Just close your mouth and open your legs. Because as soon as you open your mouth, we can see just how fucked up you are. We can see just how full of shit you are. We can see you for who and what you really are. Telling you guys, like, it sucks. It sucks so much. It sucks so much when you have to, like, see what women are, what they've become, how they behave. It sucks so much. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate it, but I see it. I see women for who they are. I see them for what they are. And I can't look away. I can't pretend that it's not there. Seeing the truth about women can mentally scar men. I am a MGTOW monk. Being a MGTOW monk, I'm not afraid to stand up to a woman. I'm not. At the same time, if I can avoid dealing with her, I will. I see no point in even being bothered. I see it as a waste of my time, unless it's something that I have to over, you know, it's something I have to do to get what I need. That's important. Otherwise, I'd prefer to go around her or go right through her. Women are just, they ugly. It's like, it's just their nature. It's just so, it's not even confusing. It's just evil. There's no other word to describe a woman's nature than to say evil. We can, when we try to go into discussing and breaking down the notion of good and evil, that's where things get, you know, you, that's where you can lose yourself. You just have to admit that they're evil. You just have to admit that a woman's core nature is evil. Evil. I don't know. Traversable MGTOW says, evil only exists in a vacuum. We shine the light of MGTOW all up their face. Well said, bro. Lion MGTOW says they're scarfing down antidepressants and dry drinking themselves retarded. Did you guys know that millennial women are now drinking as much alcohol as millennial men? When I say as much, I mean the same quantity levels. And men actually digest alcohol faster than women do. So we can metabolize it faster. We also have an enzyme in our body that helps to break it down faster than women. Women don't have this enzyme, which is the reason why women can get much more drunk than we can. The thing is, women are actually drinking the same quantity levels as we are when it comes to alcohol. They're drinking the same amounts of alcohol as men. Forget about the same amount of fluid. We're drinking the same amount of alcohol. Actual alcohol. Actual alcohol. We're not talking about me having a glass of, me having a beer and her having a glass of wine. We're talking about the actual same amount of alcohol. In other words, if I have a shot of rum, she's having a shot of rum. This is what women are doing. And you have to think about just how far women have fallen. It's paramount how far they've fallen. They're going to keep falling. They're going to fall. And no one's going to pick them up. Because the manginas are so broken. The manginas aren't even men. They're not men. They're fragments. And barely even that. Pill Eater says, half Asian guy here. I wish white women were nicer, but are bitchy. And Markov O'Connor says, yes, they are. Lion of MGTOW says they are entitlement whores. Lion of MGTOW says they aren't going to be nice. Sabella Shepherd says in the comments, I think it might actually be a tactic used for control. You'd be surprised how many teen girls fuck adult men so they can accuse them of rape. There you go, guys. This is the real talk about female nature. The Truth Hurts, that's his name in the comments, says, Angry MGTOW, we love you. No homo. Love you too, bro. Let's see what the comments say. NKSK007 says, I've been to Japan and I see all the MGTOWs and PUAs going to Japan and do not have all the luck in the West and do not have that and go to Japan that do not have all that luck in the West and just ruining all the work that the Japanese herbivore men have done. Pill Eater says, my dad is white and my mother Japanese slash white, so he's like a quarter Japanese. Let's see what else you guys are saying. Louis Nunes says, I was on Onisen's dumb site and this 14-year-old admitted to having a threesome with two guys 33 and 37 recently and dating a 20 and 19-year-old and didn't tell them her actual age. This is female nature. Like I said, all women, they stop maturing at the age of 14. And they will basically, they have no capacity for accountability. Women have zero capacity for accountability. Because that is their true nature. That's their true nature. Markov O'Connor says, I agree, angry. I don't like what I see also, but I cannot ignore it. The true nature is there. Guys, the true nature of female, it's right in front of us. It can be so hard to look away. We want to look away. We don't want to admit what their nature is because it's so ugly. But it's clear as day. Female nature is clear as day. You have to wake up and see it for yourselves, guys. When you see female nature, when you really see it, you can't look away from it. You can't. And, you know, the woman whose comment I showed you guys, her comment, her shaming tactic, she doesn't realize that, you know, I'm a MGTOW, and I'm going my a man being a man going my own way. But after this comment, I won't deal with her again. Like, I'm done speaking to her. I haven't spoken to her in quite some time. In fact, I've only spoken to her. We don't really talk. But after this comment, I'm like, wow. Wow. Like, it's just like, you're not even trying to control your nature. Like Isabella said, you're not even trying to control it. It's like, you're trying to shame me, and you're such a spoiled little bitch. Such a spoiled little bitch. That you could make this type of comment. Spoiled little bitch. The Truth Hurts says Eve was the first feminist bitch. Guys, think about the story of Adam and Eve. And think about the fact that the serpent told Eve, if you eat the fruit, you will be like God himself. Think about that. She said, the serpent tells her, if you eat the fruit, you will be like God himself. And how stupid is Eve? How stupid, and it explains female nature perfectly. You have everything. Eve had everything. She had everything. There's nothing she could have wanted. She had only been on earth for a short period of time. She didn't wear clothes because she didn't need them. She didn't need clothing. She didn't need clothes because the weather was perfect. She didn't need food because there was food everywhere. Food was everywhere, abundant. She didn't have to work for anything. Didn't have to work for anything. She had to work for nothing. She had to work for nothing. Her only job was to help Adam. That was her only job, to help Adam. That's it. She really didn't have, she wasn't in charge. She didn't have any core responsibilities, to be honest. She was a helper, that was it. Adam was in charge. And what does she do? She actually believes that she can become God with no proof whatsoever. Just the possibility to overtake her creator, she immediately takes it. Can you imagine that? You know, imagine if by eating the fruit, she had gained the power of God. And no one can gain the power of God. But let's say God made it so. Do you realize the evil woman would probably have wiped out God? Tried to wipe out God and tried to wipe out all of mankind in an immediate act because they would want to be superior. They would want to be more powerful. They would want to be the one. Do you see how nonsensical it is? How foolish the female brain is? That the female brain, the woman can have everything. But they'll always want more. And you know what's funny? After destroying everything, after becoming God, the woman would probably become miserable. Miserable. And then want to go back to being just a normal woman. Because the responsibilities are too much. Because it isn't what it's cracked up to be. Because no one told her that being God would come with so much responsibility and so much complexity. And in the end, do you know who she would blame? After she took the place of God and she realized it wasn't what she thought it would be. Do you know who she would blame for it? She would blame God. For creating the serpent, for creating the tree that the serpent was in, and for the serpent telling her to eat from the tree. She'd say that man is it's man's fault for her pain and suffering because he gave her the opportunity to fall into this. He's the one who created the opportunity for her to do it, for her to do something wrong. It wasn't her fault for doing something wrong. It's like the argument of a gun. You put a gun in a woman's hand and she shoots someone. And then she says, don't blame me for shooting someone. Blame the person who made the gun. Don't blame me for what I did with the gun. Blame the gun and blame the person who created the gun. Because if they didn't create the gun,
And if it wasn't for the gun, then I would never have shot the person, right? No accountability at all. No agency at all. You know what? That's why I say women have no agency. They have no capacity for agency. They have no rationality. David Cook says, Angry MGTOW, what should men do with this knowledge, with this reality? You go your own way. That's why I'm a MGTOW monk. Steve Robinson's response regarding Sabella says, she's welcome here as long as she stays classy, bro. Personally, I've left the mods in charge, and I've allowed them to pretty much decide what they want to do. And they've decided not to block Sabella yet. That's the reason why she's still here. Lion MGTOW says, hoes are hoes. Essentially, guys, when you go your own way, it changes things. But when you really accept female nature for what it is, it is truly explosive, because it can scar you. It can scar you when you have to see it for what it is. Like, it's just so, it's evil. And when you look at evil in the eye, evil isn't pretty. It's ironic, because evil could be wrapped up in a pretty object, but evil itself isn't pretty. And it makes you question the pretty face even more. Like, look at this woman. This is Hannah something or the other. And I made a video about her a few days ago. And, you know, she's made at least one video with Haley Greene. And I would pretty much say that in many ways, she's evil. She is evil. When you listen to her narcissism and the way she talks about wanting a man, almost like she deserves a man, and essentially making it clear that, you know, if a man is going to be in her life, he has to be perfect. Then she catches herself partway through the video and says, Hannah, wait a minute. People aren't perfect, blah, blah. It's just downright. This is the millennial woman that men have to deal with today. I mean, when you see female nature for what it is, it is destructive. And it is, you know, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, she made a video with Lacey Green. And it is just downright sickening. It's sickening when you have to look at women and accept them for, you know, accept that female nature. Because it lets you realize you don't want to be around them. Why the hell would you want to be around someone like that? Why would you want to be around a demonic entity? Someone so evil. Someone that would do these things. Lewis says, Hannah Witten. Yeah, it's Hannah Witten. I mean, it's just so prominent. Lewis Nunes says, is he tapping his mic? I actually, like, moved the mic around a little bit. I have it kind of on the bed right now. The edge of the bed. I'll work to fix the volume issue. I'll be improving the volume issue sooner than later. I have to just do some bit of adjusting, but that's one of the great things about using a Mac. Everything's kind of easy for the most part. Let's see what else you guys are saying. You guys make some really great comments. The truth hurts says, that's why I say a woman is never satisfied. It's true. A woman is never, ever satisfied. She's always demanding more. She always wants more.
It's a constant thing with them. And they just keep going, 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 going until they're gone. It's how it is. And you have to own up to it. You have to come to terms with female nature. So many guys are simps, and it's like that simpish behavior. When you're around simps, that's one thing that could really eat away at your soul. Simp behavior can eat away at your soul, which is one of the reasons why I kind of avoid a lot of men in general. I avoid simps because they're just not worth it. They are just not worth it. Simps are just the minions of women.
Hey guys, just remember that if you have a video request and a topic you'd like me to discuss, you can send me a donation with your topic by visiting my homepage and clicking on the PayPal link.
So guys, I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think. If you agree, seeing the truth about women can be mentally scarring. I want you to know if you agree that seeing the truth about women can be mentally scarring. I want to know what your experiences have been when it comes to dealing with women and seeing the truth about them and seeing what female nature really is and having to swallow that bitter pill. Let me know what you think. And if you liked the video, please consider leaving a donation via PayPal or becoming a Patreon. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that life isn't easy. Life is hard. It'll leave you mentally, emotionally, and physically scarred. Did you guys like that? Just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death.